It is June 2026, and the rainbows are quieter than they have been in years. Social media feeds that used to turn into a brand Olympics every Pride month are noticeably subdued. The floats are smaller, the campaigns are softer, the statements are more carefully worded, heavily lawyered, and strategically vague. And a significant number of brands that used to show up loudly are now providing water at Pride Fest instead of sponsoring a float, which is actually Target's current strategy. And I could not have written a more perfect metaphor for corporate cowardice if I had tried. Here is the situation. Roughly 2 in 5 companies plan to reduce Pride-related engagements in 2026. None plan to increase them. Brands watched what happened to Bud Light and Target in 2023 and made a calculation. Quiet is safer than visible. They are wrong, and the data makes that embarrassingly clear. A Harris Poll survey of nearly 5,000 U.S. adults found that 77% of LGBTQ+ shoppers would pay more for a brand that meaningfully supports gay and trans people. Among LGBTQ+ Gen Z respondents, that number rises to 86%. 42% of LGBTQ+ consumers say they trust a brand less when it goes quiet on Pride. 38% switch to another brand entirely. With $1.4 trillion in LGBTQ+ purchasing power at stake, corporate silence is not a safe harbor. It is a calculated loss dressed up as risk management. Silence is a brand position. This is the part that most marketing teams are not saying out loud. When a brand goes quiet on something it previously supported, that silence communicates loudly. Audiences do not experience a brand's absence as neutral. They experience it as a withdrawal, a recalibration, a signal about what the brand actually values when things get uncomfortable. The consumer who watched a company put a rainbow on its logo for 3 years and then quietly remove it in 2026 does not think, "How sensible." They think, "I see you." Brand strategy is not just what you say. It is the pattern of what you say and do over time and what you choose to say and do when it costs something. A value that only holds when it is convenient is not a value. It is a marketing tactic wearing a value's clothes. And consumers, particularly LGBTQ+ consumers, who have spent decades watching companies perform solidarity for clout and retreat for comfort, are exceptionally good at telling the difference. What Bud Light and Target actually taught us. The lesson most brands took from the Bud Light and Target controversies of 2023 was, stay out of it. The lesson they should have taken was, do not make a bet you are not prepared to stand behind. Bud Light partnered with Dylan Mulvaney for a single Instagram post, one post. The brand's response to the ensuing boycott was to distance itself from both Mulvaney and the partnership, issuing a statement so carefully non-committal that it managed to alienate both sides simultaneously. More than 3 years later, Bud Light has still not recovered its sales position. The brand did not suffer because it took a stand. It suffered because it took a stand and then immediately abandoned it under pressure, which is the worst possible outcome. You get all of the controversy and none of the loyalty. Target reduced its Pride merchandise assortment, moved it to the back of stores, and pulled products it deemed too controversial. Its scaled back 2026 initiatives are generating tepid responses, and the brand is still losing ground. Meanwhile, Costco, which held its DEI commitments while competitors retreated, is thriving. Levi's, which anchored its Pride campaign in more than 3 decades of documented history with the LGBTQ+ community, is being cited as the counterexample in every industry report this month. The brands that stayed visible are not suffering. They are differentiating. The backlash exposure calculation. Here is what is actually happening inside marketing departments right now. Brands are modeling something analysts are calling backlash exposure, measuring how likely a given campaign is to attract coordinated harassment, disinformation, or political pressure. The result is quieter efforts, more localized campaigns, and a general retreat from anything that could become a headline in the wrong publication on the wrong day. This is understandable as a human response to a genuinely hostile environment. It is a strategic disaster as a brand decision, because when you optimize for backlash avoidance, you are optimizing against conviction. You are building a brand that stands for whatever generates the least friction at any given moment. And a brand built on the absence of friction is not a brand. It is a void in the shape of a logo. The brands that stayed are winning. Apple launched its 2026 Pride collection with explicit financial commitments and has maintained visible Pride investment at exactly the moment competitors are pulling back. The result is that Apple is being described as a benchmark in industry coverage this week, not for doing something extraordinary, but simply for continuing to do what it said it would do. That is the bar in 2026. Just keep your word. Levi's Pride campaign this year is anchored in community, history, and financial support for LGBTQ+ advocacy organizations. Their VP of Impact said it plainly: none of this work exists in isolation. It is the continuation of a thread that runs through more than three decades of company history. That is what authentic brand alignment looks like. It does not flip on in June and off in July. It is consistent, documented, and costly in all the ways that signal it is real. What this means for your brand. The Pride Month debate is a useful stress test for any brand's values infrastructure, but the principle extends far beyond LGBTQ+ issues. Every brand will eventually face a moment where the convenient position and the right position are not the same thing. How you behave in that moment is not a PR problem. It is a brand definition event. It tells your audience permanently and on the record what you are actually made of. Silence is not a strategy. It is a position by default, and default positions are the ones where you do not get to control the message. The brands that are quiet this June are not avoiding controversy. They are generating it on the wrong side of the ledger, trading short-term noise reduction for long-term trust erosion with a customer base that is both loyal and financially significant. If your brand has values, it only displays when it is safe to do so. Those are not values. They are decoration. And the customers you most want to keep already know the difference. If you want to build a brand that has some pride under pressure, that is the work. You know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.